tell me about what the Coast Guard, Auxiliary Coast Guard, kind of focuses on, top things you focus on for this, for boating safety.
Well, the main thing this year is to, for everyone to wear their life jackets. You know, just because you're over 13 years of age doesn't mean you shouldn't wear your life jacket when you're out on the water. Some of the other things that we do is we provide vessel safety checks, make sure you've got all your safety gear in case of an emergency. By doing this, you know that you've got the safety gear that, you need if something were to happen out there.
What are the key things a recreational boater needs to have on board their boat that maybe people don't think about, or some of them anyway?
Well, the obvious ones, of course, are you need to have the your day-night flares. You need to have a minimum of 3 day-night flares. That's or 3 day flares and 3 night flares. And then you need a throwable life ring or seat cushion, depending on the size of the vessel. You also need to have a life jacket for everybody on board and should be wearing them when you're out on deck.
Legally, you're not required to, but obviously they don't work if you're not wearing them.
That's correct.
But kids now, kids have to wear them out on deck.
That's right. Younger than 13 years of age, you need to have a life jacket.
If they're anywhere on deck.
When you're out on deck. If it's an open boat, you got to have it on all the time.
Less obvious things that aren't maybe required, but things that you recommend?
Well, radio is a good thing to have.
Handheld?
Yeah.
VHF?
Handheld or any kind of VHF radio. You know, the cell phones work great here in town, but they don't always work out on the water. So you can't rely on that in case of an emergency. Plus, when you have a radio, other vessels can hear you talking that are around you. So they might be able to assist you faster, and they can't hear you on a cell phone.
Can you talk a minute about some of the statistics as far as nationally, and maybe if you have a few for Alaska, in terms of life vest use, injuries and boating accidents, those sorts of things?
Well, I can tell you that there were 11 deaths last year on the water. 8 of those were drownings.
In Alaska?
In Alaska. And of those 8, 0 people were wearing their life jackets. If they had been, they may have survived. You never know.
Now, you go out with the Coast Guard Auxiliary pretty regularly and help patrol around. And what do you see on the water? Do you see that most people or a lot of people are wearing life jackets or not? Or?
Well, most people don't wear their life jackets. It's unfortunate, but it's kind of a becoming-of-age type thing for a lot of kids, teenagers. They're old enough now, they don't have to. They're adults, so they don't have to wear their life jacket. Which is very unfortunate. We're trying to get a campaign going where parents make a pledge to their kids to wear their life jackets on the water, and we do have pledge cards that we should be passing out soon.
You recently did some courtesy dockside safety inspections for recreational vessels. Maybe you can tell me about kind of what you were finding, like what types of things were people mainly missing, or did people have the right stuff, or?
Most of the people had the right stuff. A lot of people were surprised to find out that their flares had expired. Flares are only good for 42 months. Sometimes you buy them and they're already a year old, so you got to keep an eye on that too.
So even check the date when you buy them to
see.
Yeah,
here in town they're pretty good about having up-to-date flares, but there are some places where you can get older ones. Horns, you got to have a horn on board. Some kind of a noise-making device. A whistle can work on smaller boats, but the canned air works really good. One of the things that you've got to remember to carry on board is your registration for your boat.
Yeah.
That's a big fine if you don't have that.